So for this globe study was a study of 62 societies around the world. And after that we did a further detailed study on 25 societies. And the first four dimensions that we were looking at really derive from Hofstede. You don't need to take a lot of notice of this, except to say that they are from Hofstede. But then the globe study went beyond the Hofstede work by including these other dimensions: a humane orientation, assertiveness orientation, future, and family collectivism, and performance orientation, which was not part of the original Hofstede study. What we find in this study, if we look at English managers of English organisations, is rather interesting. Because we split the responses into how the organisation is now, and how it is now. Yeah, this is how the managers feel the organisation is. So power distance, 4.61 out of 7, fairly high power distance. How do they think it ought to be? How does the organisation, what should the organisation be like? Well, power distance, the managers think that the organisation ought to be lower in power distance, only 3.41. A difference of 1.2 on a 7-point scale. It's the biggest difference we find by a survey of English managers, senior managers in organisations. They want lower power distance. They want a more equitable organisation. That's strange, isn't it? Because these are people with power. And they want less of it. Interesting finding. Secondly, uncertainty avoidance. Aversion to risk. There is a quite high uncertainty avoidance. In other words, they want, at the moment, they see it's fairly secure organisation. But should be, looking at the organisation as it should be, they say, no, we want less security, we want more uncertainty. In other words, we're willing to work with more risk in the organisation. Interesting finding. Assertiveness, 3.82, medium. But they actually would like a little bit more assertiveness. They don't want people in the organisation just to follow the leader. They want individuals to be more assertive. Powerful lesson for you. In a year's time going into the organisation, don't just say, yes, sir. Put your own view forward. Yeah, that's what the senior manager would expect, would hope, rather. Humane orientation, looking after each other, being caring and sharing. What do we find? They want a more humane organisation. So yes, please go to the karaoke evening. We want to share and look after each other and have a good time. Societal collectivism, this doesn't mean, do we have lots of state-owned enterprises? This means, is there a view that that we have benefits from a more collectivist approach at the society level? If you've got a highly market-oriented economy, very little collectivism, then you have a lot of fragmentation, and that can be costly. And what we see here, quite interestingly, is that they want more collectivism at the societal level. In England, this is very much a hangover from the Thatcherite revolution in the UK. Interesting. Future orientation, as is, 4.75, which is not low, it's medium high. But they want organisations, their organisations, and these included banks and building societies, they want more of future orientation, the longer term orientation, rather than just performing for today. And gender egalitarianism, this is equality of the sexes. What we find here is fairly low, 3.4. Look at that, they want 5.1, an increase of 1.67. That's powerful, isn't it? Basically, females are not being treated equally in English organisations. That's what that's saying, and it ought to change. Family collectivism. Look at that. 1.8 change between as is and should be in an organisation. They want organisations to be much more concerned with family collectivism, making sure that the employee is happy at home as at work, including the family. And then performance orientation, which was not looked at by Hofstede at all. What do we find here? Medium to high performance as is now in the organisation, but the biggest increase, that English senior managers believe that we should be far more performance oriented. 6.31. That's what we would call in our globe research meetings a universal. 6.31 out of 7. And we're talking, as I say, about banks and building societies. You would have thought would be very performance oriented, yeah? Doesn't seem to be the case. Not enough, anyway. So, some powerful figures there that have come to us through the data analysis. So what it suggests, as I've said, is that we need to push down, reduce power distance. We need to have less control, less rule-based decision-making. The implications are that we should be more assertive about goals and methods and how to get people to achieve. Implication is that we should treat people fairly. We don't do that well at the moment. That we should seek to create mutually beneficial ties between the organisation and society. Some organisations do, like the headquarters of Microsoft, just down the road. They do try to do that. And they also try to do something in terms of family collectivism and well-being. But most don't.